Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, in the not-so-distant past, you will recall that during the State of the Union address, President Joe Biden referred to the accused in the killing of the Georgia nursing student Laken Riley as an illegal immigrant. And, of course, the far left went crazy. That was problematic. He should not have used that word. He should have changed, and he ends up apologizing. Interestingly, there's a new Harvard-Harris poll that's out, and it polled Hispanics, and the poll found that 63% of Hispanics agreed that it's appropriate to refer to people who enter the country without permission as illegal immigrants. That was just a few points less than where blacks polled on this issue. 67% of blacks said, perfectly fine, refer to them as illegal immigrants. 77% of whites agreed as well. No problem, refer to them as illegal immigrants. Don't need to apologize. Call it for what it is. They came to this country knowingly and intentionally in an illegal fashion. Therefore, the sum of that totality is, they're an illegal immigrant. Regarding Biden's use of that term during the State Union address, 74% of Hispanics said it was appropriate for him to do so in that context, referring to the immigrant accused of killing Laken Riley. Matching the percent of blacks who said the same, and a little less than whites at 81%. So the official okie-dokie as it relates to the utilization of the term illegal immigrant doesn't seem to offend much of anyone other than a lot of the, you know, folks that are the progressive Latino community that also is the one that forced the Biden campaign to embrace the Latinx. You recall that. And it turns out that more of the blue-collar Hispanics don't really agree with that either. Nobody's really embraced that. And they're concerned with what everyone else is concerned with. We've been saying this over and over and over again. They don't care about this political correctness BS. They want less crime. They want to be safe. They want to live and work and raise their family in a safe community. They want to work hard. No one has ever said that that's not the case. And it seems to be, you know, people are recognizing it for what it is. Texas Representative Monica De La Cruz tweeted the other day, Mr. President, most Hispanics do not give a damn that you called the man who brutally murdered Laken Riley as illegal. They just care about being safe. You know, what's also interesting is that the poll also found that there's widespread support amongst the respondents for stronger border policies. 63% of Hispanics agree that the immigration problem at the border is getting worse. That's greater than the number of whites. They polled at 60%. And blacks polled at 42%. 71% of Hispanics agreed, 71%, that the Biden administration should make it tougher to get into the country illegally. That's only 6% less than whites, who polled at 77%. And it's actually 7% greater than where blacks polled on this issue. It's absolutely amazing. They're trying to get everybody to believe that you're xenophobic, you're racist, you're this, you're that, but the country is not buying the BS. The country sees it for what it is. They understand that the borders are important to our country, our identity, and they want it fixed. And they don't necessarily believe that this, referring to this bill that everybody talks about, is the solution. Because a lot of folks are saying, to the contrary, why don't we just do this? Why don't we think out of the box for a moment? Why don't we just simply enforce the laws that are already on the books? And if we did that, we would be in a far better place than we are today. And the reality is that we don't have to worry about what any of you politicians are doing up there in Congress. Just set Customs and Border Patrol free. Set them free. Let them live up to the oath of office that they take each and every day when they are sworn in and working for that organization. Just let them do what we pay them to do. Let them enforce the laws that are on the books. Let's not get in their way with over 500 executive orders that have been issued by President Joe Biden that has done nothing but put hurdles in front and handcuffed Customs and Border Patrol. For the sake of what? To what end? The public's not buying it. This poll proves that. The very community that you think is totally, and you've tried to convince everyone, obsessively harmed and emotionally scarred relative to the term illegal immigrant, says otherwise. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.